This is Andy Griffith. Listen to this.
Will?
Hmm?
You all right?
Oh, fine. I'm fine, dear.
Why are you sitting up like that?
I can't sleep.
Oh, what time is it?
I don't know. Listen, I'm too tired to sleep. I've got an idea.
Oh, not now. Please, Will. I can't sleep either, but we'll find a place tomorrow. A house, an apartment. We'll find something. But not tonight. Give it a rest.
Men don't rest through a crisis.
It must be 3 o'clock in the morning.
The fevered brow seeks cool solace of knowledge in the darkest hour of night. William Wordsworth.
Oh, please, Will. Please. I'll stay through sickness and health, just as I promised. But not philosophy before daylight.
I am pondering the utter insanity of modern existence.
Please?
I am a highly paid executive, potentially wealthy. Do you realize that? I have the wherewithal to have been a bosom buddy of King Farouk. Yet I lie sleepless on an air mattress in the back of a van, a truck, a lorry.
I could go to sleep. Honestly, I could. I like sleeping in the back of a van. I like air mattresses.
We saw 11 real estate folk today. Nothing. No house, no apartment. Now look at me. My address is a motor vehicle beside a telephone booth in a supermarket parking lot.
We'll find a house tomorrow. Go to sleep.
Never. I am going to build my own house. I'm going to buy that lot we saw on top of the mountain.
You'll kill yourself. That property is straight up and down. We couldn't even get up there to see it.
The broker was a jellyfish. He was afraid to take us up there, that's all.
You can't climb that hill. Your legs are more unstable than your mind. You don't know anything about that mountain. It could erupt.
A typical foothill female fantasy. Looking up represents a father image. It threatens your female assertiveness.
Will you plug that leak in your head? I hear a peculiar sound.
Hey, so do I. What is that?
I think we have a leak in the air mattress.
No. It's more like a squeak.
Well, whatever it is, I feel movement.
Now, you're probably moved by my logic.
Oh, well, see if your logic can get us out of moving into the supermarket. You forgot to pull up the handbrake!
And that's only the beginning of our story.
Mutual Radio Theater, a new adventure in radio listening. 5 nights of exceptional entertainment every week, brought to you in Elliot Lewis's production of the Mutual Radio Theater. Our story, Let's Play House, by Shepard Menken. Our stars, Linda K. Henning, Shepard Menken, and Frank Nelson.
If it weren't for Kim, the next scene would have been played inside the supermarket. Will stopped the car in time, but time didn't stop Will. He was about to wiggle out of the predicament into which society had put him. Now, most of us have gone to different places and looked up at a mountain and said, boy, wouldn't that be a great spot to build a house? Or we'd pass a stream and say, I wonder if there's any fish in there. Or we'd be watching a thin person say, no thank you to a spoon of melted butter on a hot waffle. There are things we all kid ourselves about doing someday and know we're never going to do them. But Will Shane is desperate. He wants a place for himself and he's about to get what he wants. So being a today person with too much time, energy, and money to spare, Will has bought his tip of the iceberg, paid cash for it. And with his faithful but doubting wife, Kim, has decided to climb the mountain. Not because it's there, but because he owns it.
Oh, we made it. We didn't have to use the pitons. Here, take the pick and rope.
Heaven. Absolute heaven.
It must be. There's an angel behind that bush. There. It moved again.
That's a gopher.
It couldn't be. Nothing could live at this altitude.
Oh, there he is again. Look, you see him? Oh, gosh, they're cute with their cheeks all puffed out like that.
He's not trying to be cute. He's struggling for air.
Oh, come on. According to the city map, we're only 1,500 feet above sea level.
1,500 feet is an arbitrary figure. I don't think anyone ever actually measured it.
Well, of course they did.
How?
Oh, look at that view.
A 1,500-foot tape measure?
Tomorrow I'm going to lease a bulldozer.
Your what?
A bulldozer. You know, they're yellow.
I know what a bulldozer is, Will. But you can't operate one.
Well, why not? What kind of mentality runs a bulldozer?
Lots. And speaking of lots, where is it? Where are you going to put the house?
Pretty small up here, isn't it?
The gopher's going to have to move.
Well, we'll make it bigger with a bulldozer.
Would you mind telling me how you're going to get that machine up here?
You don't know anything, do you? Bulldozers make roads. I'm going to push a road up this mountain and prepare a building site up here.
And what about the gopher?
He'll have to make his own road. Listen, I'm starving. Get out the lunch, will you?
Well, you'll have to help me out of this knapsack. Everything's on my back.
Oh, gee. No wonder you're puffed. You were carrying everything.
Well, since I never gave you any children, the least I can do is bear the brunt.
That's funny. We don't know anybody with a baby brunt. Did you make me a garlic and mayonnaise? Oh, here it is. My, that smells good. Here's your cheese and tomato. You can sit on that rock over there. Oh, man, this is the life, huh?
Yeah, it's the life. How come it's so hot up here? I was expecting snow.
Inversion. The higher you go in the city, the warmer it gets. Didn't you know that?
Mm-mm.
I don't understand women. Superficially, you're all so clever. No. Don't call me a male chauvinist. But in actuality, you people seem to go through life absorbing so little real knowledge.
Yes, master. Your brain is like a minefield of information. An idea in any direction makes your mouth explode.
There are those who would substitute humor for wisdom.
What?
There are those who would substitute humor for wisdom.
And those who have wisdom but are out of their wits.
You want me to drop this project. Is that it? You despise my yearning for a grasp of the wind.
No, you can have all the wind you can grasp. But I have something you don't, male pig. Intuition. Women have intuition. And, being a woman, I intuish that if you get behind a bulldozer, all life as we know it on this planet will soon resemble a halibut.
Hello there. What can I do for you?
I'd like to lease a bulldozer.
Well, I got him. All the way from the killer over there to this itsy-bitsy one over here.
Itsy-bitsy?
Yeah. Look, I've got this piece of property, and I'd like to push a road...
No problem. Ever run one of these babies?
I'm afraid not.
No problem. Just keep her full of diesel and right side up.
Oh, boy.
Just like driving a Ferrari.
Oh? I never drove a Ferrari.
Well, you never drove one of these things either, right?
Right.
You thought you had me there, didn't you?
Oh, boy.
Well, maybe we can start over. What I'd like to do, sir, is lease a bulldozer for about 6 weeks.
Nobody can afford that.
Well, that's one of the things I want to know. How much will it cost, and can you teach me how to operate it?
No problem. Which one you want?
I think this one over here.
That one?
The killer, huh?
Yeah. You think I can run it?
That's a big one.
Well, I know, but can I run it?
Nothing to it. Just watch out for loose dirt.
Loose?
I've known men to sink straight down 20 feet.
Well, how'd they get out?
Never found them.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it's 6 weeks you want it for, right?
Look, can you teach me to operate it?
No problem. Like I said, she'll run by herself.
Will she stop by herself?
No, you'll have to stop her. Problem sometimes.
What?
What do you mean? Sometimes they won't stop?
Oh, happens on all diesels. No ignition, you know. Got to shut them down by cutting off their fuel. Valve gets stuck. Sometimes they leak. Happens on all of them.
What?
Yes, sir. Least bit of fuel gets through, she ain't going to stop. Wonderful machine, the diesel.
Yeah, well, what do you do?
Cut the fuel line. Only way.
And if you don't have a knife?
You figure it.
Seriously.
Just keep going in circles till you figure something out or you run out of fuel.
And if you fall asleep, then what?
That's why we get $25,000 deposit.
this city and in this state where Kim and Will Shane live, a man can be cited for digging a hole or hitting a nail into a piece of wood without a permit. Violation of building department rules can cause county reprisals.
Well, here we are. The County Hall of Administration. Impressive, huh?
Too impressive.
All right, now, just stand by me. I'll handle this. Excuse me. On what floor is the Department of Building and Safety?
Huh? Oh, let me see. Department of, what did you say that was?
Building and Safety.
Building and Safety. I'm sorry, sir. They're not in this building.
I think they are, miss. What are you looking under?
Well, I have the directory right in front of me, sir, and I'm telling you, they're not in this building.
Do you mind if I look in your book?
I'm not permitted to do that,
well,
sir.
Well, I happen to know they're in this building.
And I'm telling you, they're not. If you insist, I'll look it up again, but I'm telling you... what department was that again?
Oh, wow.
The Department of Building and Safety.
Well, you see, here we are. Bail bonds, bailiff, bidding, billing. It's not here.
You're spelling it wrong.
I beg your pardon?
Building is spelled B-U-I-L-D-I-N-G.
Okay. Department of B-U-I-L-D-I-N-G and Safety. That's room 403.
Thank you.
Oh, excuse me, sir. You can't go up there alone.
Oh, I'm not. My wife is coming with me.
Well, I'll have to assign you an escort.
I can find my way.
I'm sorry, sir. There are classified activities in this building. Would you please wear this badge? You too, miss.
Mrs.
Ms.
I'm not Ms. I'm Mrs.
Don't start in.
Who've we got?
See these people to room 403, Miss Walker.
Come on, then.
I've got to go to the men's room.
I'll take you.
You'll take me? I assure you I can go myself.
Well, that's not permitted.
What?
There it is. I'll wait for you.
I never in my life saw anything like this.
I guess we'll be seeing quite a lot of you folks.
Oh, I don't think so. We've just come here to get a building permit.
Hello, Clara. How are you today?
Fine, Mr. Anthony, just fine.
We'll see you later. Maybe up in the commissary?
No, not today, sir. Brought my lunch in a bag.
You'll never get poisoned that way.
Lovely man. He just came here from room 403. Came for a building permit, just like you. Showed up here the first time in 1962.
When we talk to the man, be friendly. Use your charm, for heaven's sake.
You mean I've got charm? You said you had it all.
Oh, come on. Now, just be a little more communicative. You know what we came for. Talk. Men love talking to pretty girls. You're a pretty girl.
You mean I didn't have to shave this morning?
Good morning. Can I help you?
Oh, good morning. I'm Kim Shane, and this is my husband, Will.
Howdy. What can I do for you?
Isn't it a wonderful day? Have you been out this morning?
Too much.
Oh, yes. They open the cage at night and capture me again at 8 every morning.
We'd like to get a grading permit, sir.
It is a nice day, isn't it?
Yes, it certainly is. My, that's a nice shirt you're wearing.
Oh, do you like it?
Too much. You're overdoing it.
My wife gave it to me for Christmas.
Beautiful.
7 years ago.
We came to get a permit.
Oh, really? To do what?
We'd like to prepare a building site.
Who are you?
I'm her husband.
Oh. Well, she didn't say she was married. Where's the property?
At a point beginning at the northwest corner of lot 46, books 147 in the county...
Hold it. I'll be right back.
What was that?
What was what?
My, what a nice shirt you're wearing.
Well, you said men like to talk to pretty girls, and I used to be a pretty girl.
That's not what I said, and you didn't have to bring his shirt into it.
I thought it was a nice shirt. You don't have one with strawberries.
Shh. Here he comes.
My, that's a big map.
Amazing coincidence. I happen to live right over here. No, over here.
Isn't that interesting?
Yes. Now, where was it you wanted to build?
At a point beginning at the northeast corner.
Give me that. Lot 46 in northeast. Here it is.
Oh, how lovely. It's the only property colored chartreuse.
Chartreuse? That's because it's so high. A perfect place for an angel, I'd say.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, it seems we're going to be neighbors. I'll be right at the bottom of the hill.
Excuse me, sir, about the permit.
Maybe you could come up and give us pointers on the construction.
Oh, I would anyway. That's my territory. I'm your inspector.
Oh. How terrific. Well, it certainly is nice to meet you, Mr.,
If you have any problem, you can call me any time. Here's my card.
Oh, gee, that's great.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch your name.
I'll be with you in just a minute, sir. Just wait your turn. My name is on the card, John Depew.
What a lovely name, John Depew.
It's French. It means just a little bit. Here, let me write my home phone on the back, just in case.
Just in case of what?
Here we are. Now, if a woman answers, don't say anything. She doesn't understand beans.
Excuse me.
All right, sir. Now, what was it you wanted?
A grading permit.
Oh, yes, of course. You're with her.
No, she's with me.
Listen, you want that permit or don't you?
I'm sorry. Here's the grading plan.
Who drew this?
Well, I did. Why?
It lacks composition.
Does it look all right otherwise?
Suitable for framing. Did you have a geological?
Is that a personal question?
Well, yes, I did, as a matter of fact.
Well, how far down did you go?
Maybe I shouldn't be hearing this.
8 feet, I hit bedrock.
You never told me that.
Will you shut up? And now, when you clear the ground, you'll have about 85 tons of brush to dispose of.
I imagine you're right.
Trees, shrubbery, nasty weeds, that's a lot of debris.
It sure is.
Well, you may not burn it or bury it. We have fire laws for one and mudslide laws for the other.
Well, if I can't burn it or bury it, what am I supposed to do with it?
Oh, I just love my answer to that one.
Well, what am I supposed to do with it?
Oh, this is the time for not listening, Mrs. Shane. Put your little fingers in your dainty ears.
Honey, Kimmy, wake up, darling. You're dreaming.
What? Huh? Oh, you killed him.
No, I didn't, darling. I mean, what are you talking about? Who'd I kill? You were dreaming, sweetheart. Come on, now, wake up. Come on, turn over. Go to sleep. There you go.
Yeah, don't you dare kiss me.
All right, I won't kiss you. I won't even touch you.
Good. Don't touch me. Don't ever touch me.
Boy.
Murderer.
Murderer?
You killed my gopher.
I didn't kill anybody. You just dreamed it.
It doesn't matter. I know you now. Dreams don't lie. And then you sold me.
I what?
You would have bartered me for a building permit. You would have pushed me off the edge of virtue.
I what?
You would have served me up to that salivating inspector in exchange for a grading permit.
Oh, I only wanted you to be social.
Social? Social? Oh, you sure were social. You like my wife, Mr. Depew? Oh, well, of course you can have her. Straight up or on the rocks? No, that's not a swizzle stick. It's a stake I drove through her heart.
Oh, nuts, Kim. Grow up, will you? Just grow up. You hit me. Kimberly, you hit me.
It's always serious business when either a husband or a wife calls off and socks the other. But when a woman socks her husband, she usually does it with all her might. And I want to tell you, men aren't all that unbreakable. Anyway, that early morning punch on the nose was only the beginning.
Kim, are we having another quiet day? You're driving me crazy. I guess you know that. Talk to me, will you? I don't even know what I did. I got the permit yesterday, did I tell you? Now we can rent the bulldozer and make a road. Don't you want to build a house and sleep in a real bed and get out of this van? Oh, come on, honey, talk to me. What's wrong? Tell me.
We've grown apart.
No, we haven't.
We're two separate branches on the tree of life.
But that's good. Remember what Reverend Frommer said? May ye grow like two trees, but not in each other's shadow. Then shall ye each give forth abundant fruit.
Yeah, but all you grow is lemons.
I can grow apples instead, if that's what you want. What do I care?
A leopard can't change his spots.
How'd I get to be a leopard? I was just a lemon tree.
We need professional help.
Gardener or zookeeper?
I mean an advisor, a third party.
I love third parties, even if I miss the first two. Just invite me.
What we need is another opinion.
I'm sure I'm right, but if you want the same opinion from somebody else, I have no objection.
I'm glad you're able to be here together.
Well, we never go anywhere separately when we're together.
Yes, I know. Perhaps you could each tell me what your problem is.
Well the problem is my wife, from what I've been
able
to understand,
myself.
Because you've got to know that this situation
has
come as a complete surprise to me.
My husband has taken over all our day-to-day small problems of simple existence, and I appear to be walking in a trance, following in the shadow of his footsteps.
Yes, I know.
You know what?
I hear you, and I understand.
I knew you would.
Oh, yes.
Well, what about me? Where do I stand?
You're forceful but gentle. Oh, yes.
Listen, we can't both be right.
Would you care for some herb tea?
Tea?
Oh, I'd love a cup.
Oh, you love this. It's so relaxing. I make it myself.
You grow your own herbs?
Oh, no. I just mix equal parts of dried raspberries and xylocaine.
I think I'll pass this time.
Me too.
As I was saying, Doctor, my husband and I are always together, but we're never together, if you get what I mean.
Oh, yes, I know your dilemma so well. Perhaps the problem goes back to your childhood. Tell me about your parents.
They slept on a regular bed with a box spring and an inner coil mattress.
Isn't that interesting? Tell me more. I mean, how you feel about beds.
I'm afraid they'll explode.
Aha!
Relax, Doctor. We sleep on an air mattress.
What's to tell? You push on one side, it gets fat on the other.
What's that got to do with anything?
You're gaining weight. My side is getting higher and higher. I have nightmares about sleeping with hairpins.
What else?
We sleep in the back of a truck in front of a supermarket. The emergency brake slips.
My.
The least vibration might put us right in the middle of frozen orange juice.
That could put you under quite a strain.
Say nothing of the orange juice.
I think generally you might be more understanding of your wife, Mr. Shane.
Well, what about my side of the story? I don't feel she's grown with me.
No, my head isn't as fat as yours.
Oh, is that so?
Yes, that's so.
Well,
what
if you promised me that if
about?
We had a third party to advise us,
that makes
you'd
any
listen
sense,
as well
I
as
wish
I,
you'd
we
told
both
me about
would
it, and maybe we could
have
resolved
now
this stupid situation.
Believe it or not, Will and Kim Shane got their problems ironed out. Dr. Kleinkup told Kim to be more tolerant of Will, and she told Will to be more considerate of Kim, and they both thought that was just wonderful. They plunked down $75 and walked out feeling a lot better. Next day, they got in the bulldozer and began working their way up the hill.
This is terrific!
Power!
Power! Nothing's gonna stop this baby. Hey, look in back of you. We're making a road, a perfect road.
Oh, this is fun!
I told you it would be.
Can I drive?
Oh, come on, Kim. This is no job for a woman.
Are you starting up with me?
Why can't you just be a girl?
You are starting up with me.
No, no, I'm not. No, I'm not.
Well, if I didn't intend to drive, why would I have hung around while they gave you instructions?
Yes, dear.
Why did you say okay when I insisted on two upholstered bucket seats?
Well, drive. You're sitting there.
Let me see now. Okay, Christopher Columbus, here I come. Let the world be flat. Yay!
Hey, wait a minute. You just knocked something over in that garden.
What?
A sign. You just knocked over a sign.
Probably a boundary marker. We own all this land, don't we?
Yeah, but not the mineral rights. Maybe somebody staked the claim. I'm going back there to see what it says.
What does it say?
Warning, underground cable. Permission to excavate should be made in writing.
They've got a nerve.
Well, let's make sure to stick that sign back in the dirt.
Okay, but it's all ground, and I don't like where they put it. Let's see if we can find a better spot for it higher up.
Cut into the hill a little more. The third knob. There, that's it. You hit a water pipe.
What do you mean I hit a water pipe?
I hope you notice I'm not driving.
Well, don't sit there like a jackass. What are we going to do?
I don't know. Why'd you stop it?
I didn't.
Well, it stopped.
Well, I didn't stop it.
We better get out of here. We're beginning to sink.
Yikes! Loose dirt. It must be loose dirt.
I'll have to get out your side. The water's almost up to my seat.
You can't. There's a 30-foot drop to the port side.
Oh, my... Look, there's a helicopter over us.
It's the police.
My feet are getting wet. Oh, my.
Maybe they brought a towel. We're sinking.
This is the police. We're dropping a ladder for you. Get on and we'll pull you up.
Hey, have you got your driver's license?
No. Did you bring yours?
No. Boy, are we going to get a ticket.
How can we get a ticket? We didn't break the law.
Article 47, paragraph 2 in the Book of Police.
Are you making that up? What does it say?
$200 or life imprisonment for anyone caught drowning on a bulldozer.
Andy Griffith again, and here's the fourth act of Let's Play House. I knew if I told this story, no one would believe it. The police helicopter rescued Kim and Will and radioed for a crew to fix the broken water main.
Boy, you guys came in the nick of time.
No sweat. The phone company's got everything plotted out.
The phone company? How did the phone company hear about this?
You guys broke an underground cable. They knew where it was in a second. Computers and all.
We cut a cable?
Yeah. There's no telephone service to the whole west side of town.
You mean you can't get the operator?
That's right.
How is that different from normal?
You guys got a permit to use that machine?
Well, of course. We wouldn't grade without a permit.
Yeah. Who do you think we are? Criminals or something?
Just asking. Got it with you?
The permit?
Yeah. You're supposed to carry it with you. Guys usually put it in their hat.
I don't wear a hat.
You're kidding. You're riding a dozer and you don't wear a hat?
If you wear a hat, you get bald.
Why, that's baby stuff. They got all kinds of caps now. Blue, red, green. You go with whatever you're wearing.
Where are we going?
Hold it. K4X11A to K4X11B. This is Officer Polizzi in Air Mobile Unit 2. We picked up the suspects.
Suspects?
A bulldozer job. There's a water line on top of the cable. They broke that, too.
I have a feeling this is going to cost money.
What makes you say that?
And call building and safety. They say they have a permit, but, you know. Over and out.
Well, we do, too, have a permit. Call Mr. Depew in the Department of Building and Safety. He's my friend.
Depew is your friend? I thought you hated him.
That's right. I hate him like a disease. But you wanted me to be social, and now we've got a social disease.
I've asked Mr. Depew, who gave you your grading permit, to come down. We're in the same complex, you know.
It wasn't our fault, Lieutenant. The water main and the telephone cable aren't indicated on my map. Here, see. Now look at this map. The water mains and the cables are not indicated.
Is that your property there?
Yes, it is.
Chartreuse, isn't it?
Pretty.
I thought so, too.
Oh, hello there.
Oh, hi.
You two know each other?
Not as well as he'd like.
Excuse me. Is he your inspector?
Yes, he is.
You're a real loser, aren't you, Shane? Don't talk nasty to building inspectors. Take my advice. Be social.
Right.
Now, Where were we? Oh, yes. Mr. Depew, did you give these people a permit to grade on this lot here?
You did, didn't you, Mr. Depew? Oh, I just love your shirts. It's all over cherries today.
You see, your wife's got the right idea.
Yes, I did, Lieutenant. I heard about the accident, but there's signs posted all over the property. Water, power, gas, phone company, TV cable. They all have easements in there somewhere.
Well, how were we supposed to know about all those nasty easements, Lieutenant? Well,
they're on your deed of trust, ma'am. You really ought to read the fine print.
My husband can't read without glasses. His eyes aren't... Speaking of eyes, blue eyes, jet black hair, so unusual. Have you always had them, Lieutenant?
Yes, I have, as a matter of fact. My mother was Irish, but my father was Spanish. Well, actually, I'm one quarter French on my father's side, but his mother was one quarter Latvian. So I really don't know what that makes me.
Probably just a swell guy.
I'm getting sick.
In a way, we're all searching for our true identity, aren't we? I really find you all so interesting. Someday, when we get our house finished, I wonder if we all could be friends. I mean, people are so distant these days, so impersonal.
Oh, sheesh. What have I done?
Yeah, we are impersonal. But police are like doctors. They can't get involved.
Yeah, I've been in buildings for 15 years, but nobody ever asked me in.
I'd like to think of our home as a refuge, a place to which the soul can ascend and find its true meaning.
I don't mind their souls coming up. It's the rest of them.
Well, I'll certainly help every way I can.
Oh, I know you will.
Look, I think I can straighten this thing out with the companies involved. You people go ahead and build your house. And if you have any trouble, miss, just call this number and ask for Lieutenant Hefe.
Blue eyes and jet black hair.
Too much. I don't care what anyone says. It's too much.
Will wasn't exactly delighted with Kim's super social behavior, but he was smart enough to know that without her, he didn't have a chance. The utility companies not only repaired their broken lines, but brought heavy equipment up the hill, pulled the bulldozer out of the mud as easy as pulling a plum out of a pie. The man who operated the crane even washed off the dozer and got it going again. Everything went smoothly after that. The road was finished, the pad was cleared off, the foundations and trenches were dug, the reinforcing bar was set into place, the plumbing was put in, and finally, all the carefully conceived cavities were filled with mud. The trade term for the sea of water, sand, gravel, and cement that soon set into one solid slab of almost indestructible concrete.
Well, what do you think now?
It looks small.
Yeah? It always looks small before the walls go up. It looks smaller.
Where's the living room?
Right here. We're in it.
What are those big pipes doing sticking out of the concrete?
They're soil pipes, dummy.
Don't call me dummy. I know they're soil pipes. I also know that the business end of a soil pipe is connected to business-type conveniences, like toilets.
Well, you're not so dumb at that.
I'm not as dumb as you're going to look when I ask you the next question. What's a toilet doing in the middle of the living room?
I don't know how the plumber, but the plans turned around.
Maybe he didn't. Maybe in his house, the comfort station is in the living room.
Hey, this is fun. You want to try it?
No, thanks. The milk I had for breakfast will turn to butter, and I'm trying to lose weight.
Isn't it great to see guys work so fast?
Yeah. They got all the 2x4s up in 2 days.
Yeah. Framing goes fast.
Will?
Yeah.
The roof isn't flat, is it?
Oh, it looks flat. Actually, the plans call for a 3-inch drop in 20 feet. That's sufficient to make the water drain off.
The roof is flat.
It isn't, honey. It just looks that way.
The roof is flat. There's no drainage.
Boy, you're stubborn. Hey, Kenny!
Hello?
Do you have a 3-inch drop from back to front on the roof?
Hold it, guys. Hey, Howard, bring over a set of those plans, will you? Just a minute, Mr. Shane.
Uh-oh.
It's nothing, dear. All I have to do is disassemble the roof.
And that's how it went. A year or so after they started, Will and Kim finished their house on top of the mountain and had a phone installed. The first thing Kim did was pick up the phone to call her mother back in Eastport.
Hello?
Hello, Mother.
Mother? Who is this? How dare you call me Mother?
I'm calling my mother. What number is this?
I'm not going to give you my number. You might be an obscene person.
Look, I just picked up the phone.
And I was just going to call.
Say, you must be my party line.
Oh. Well, that's possible. The phone didn't ring here.
Of course. My name's Shane, and this is my first phone call from my new house.
Say, you wouldn't be the new house on top of the hill, would you?
Why, yes. Where are you?
I'm at the bottom of the hill. My husband is your inspector, Depew.
Oh, yes. You're my party line?
I guess I am. And I'm glad you called. Your cesspool is draining into our backyard.
The Mutual Radio Theater is brought to you 5 nights a week at this time. Tonight's original radio play, Let's Play House, was written by Shepard Menken and produced and directed by Fletcher Markle. Your host was Andy Griffith. Our stars were Linda K. Henning, Shepard Menken, and Frank Nelson. Featured in the cast were Vic Perrin, Peggy Weber, Naomi Stevens, Jack Carroll, and Don Diamond. The Mutual Radio Theater theme was composed by Nelson Riddle. John Harlan speaking. The Elliott Lewis production of Mutual Radio Theater is a presentation of CVI.
Mutual Radio Theater has been brought to you by Sears, a name that means quality and value. A name that you can count on for service and dependability. Sears. Where America shops for value.
This is Vincent Price. Join us tomorrow. I'll have another story to astonish and mystify you.